The Border Art Residency enables artists to pursue their craft without the worry of immediate sales or an outside job to pay for housing expenses. Artists selected for the program are able to achieve a greater degree of personal growth by concentrating on individual goals. They also share the progress with local students, educators, and the public. And today we'll meet this year's artist in residency, Alejandro Almanza Pereda. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thank you for inviting me.
We talk about your individual endeavors, and I am willing to bet that you're the first artist to bring your own pool into the Border Art Residency. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I inherit this pool from San Francisco Art Institute. We did a project there, and half of the exhibition there, it was like to have my dream studio. So, of course, to have a dream studio, you need to have a pool.
Everybody has to have a pool.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to elaborate. Or maybe you are swimming in the pool, but really you're doing underwater photography.
I'm a sculptor, and definitely, like, I don't know a lot of photography, but I create sculpture underwater. I do still lives, and, you know, I'm interested in how materials behave underwater. But the only way to see it, you know, is just taking a picture. So
right.
That's why I went into the photography realm, no?
So when you're creating the sculpture underwater, you're in there. Is it a scuba suit or how does this work? Do you come up and down for air?
Well, it's a pool made of Kevlar. It's like custom made. It's 8 feet deep, 8 by 8 by 8. So it's more or less like a sack of Kevlar. It's above the ground pool. Those are the ones they sell around.
Right,
no?
Anywhere.
And I have a periscope. Like, but the opposite, so it goes into the water, no?
I see.
And so I have kind of like direct access to the camera via monopod, and the camera is connected to USB cable to the computer, you know? Because Wi-Fi doesn't go through the water, so
right.
It's kind of interesting. So it's kind of really trouble. There's like so many troubles to figure out. It's like sending a rocket to Mars.
Except for you're going the other way.
It is, yeah. Yesterday, shooting, it was like, I think we lost 3 hours because, you know, you need to rig a lot of things.
Right.
And we had some clamps that the spring rusted. And then my sister has to go in because I need to control the camera from above the ground.
Right.
So she went in and all these kind of particles of rust are kind of polluting the water like crazy. So you need to have a pristine water. So it was just, it is
a challenge.
Trip. Yeah, definitely.
So going through all this trouble, you have the pool, you have the setup, figuring out the Wi-Fi. Are you liking what you're seeing?
Yeah, definitely. I think for like being an artist, you're never satisfied, no?
Right.
And I think, yeah, I'm kind of a little bit happy. Yesterday I was happy. Now today I'm questioning.
Right.
The photos, like, I don't know, you know. But I think it's like keep doing it until I find the right spot, you know, the right piece or the right shot, you know. But it's pretty interesting. It's like a lot of experimentation, you know. But there's a lot of experimentation that you don't see
immediate results
things done,
right away,
you know?
Right.
But it's great. Yeah, it's good. And the Border Art Residency is the best place, right, to do that. And it's the best kept secret in the States, I think, you know, for artists' residency, you know.
So speaking of that, I mean, you were last year in El Paso for an exhibit that you curated at the Rubin Center. Is that when you became aware of the residency, or did you know about it beforehand?
10 years ago, I graduated from UTEP.
Uh-huh.
So, and I had an exhibition. Kerry Doyle invited me 2 years ago to have an exhibition. I didn't curate it.
Ah, that's what it was.
It was
about my work. I remember there was
work.
A show.
Yeah. So, yeah, 10 years ago, I was here doing crazy stuff here in the Fox Fine Arts. Yeah.
And now you're back doing crazy stuff at the Border Art Residency.
Yeah, it's funny because the Border Art Residency was funded and was created by Ray Parrish. He retired from the sculpture department,
yeah,
and he was my teacher.
Ago.
But for me, it was like I was there helping him, like being his assistant for, I don't know, maybe like a year. Every Saturday, I was going there and helping to plant trees or dig holes or weld. So for me, it's pretty amazing to see different. Like 10 years ago, I was there as helping the artists in the residency, and I am on the other side of the coin, and it's pretty amazing now. So it's kind of feel some sentimental attachment.
Yeah, it's a good way to go kind of full circle. Mm-hmm. Are you interacting with the students here at UTEP, or are they helping you out?
We're trying. I'm going to be the juror for the next week.
Oh, cool.
For the
student art show.
The student art show. And I'm going to give a talk here, and I'm going to have some studio visits. I did that too, and then we have some studio visits in NMSU too.
Cool.
So, I'm trying to kind of be kind of like helpful and like talking to people. But, you know, it's over there in the middle of La Union, it's just so nice to be by yourself, you know?
Well, it's a pretty magical place. I mean, I think it's also easy to feel kind of alone, but then at the same time, it's like, well, that's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Just embrace it all and just go into all of your projects. I know you're working on the pool, but you said you also have a commission that you're working on.
I have different deadlines. I have an exhibition in Berlin with my gallery there, and so I need to kind of start working on that too. Some sculptures I'm trying to finish, and I'm curating a show in Guadalajara too. So there's a lot of things. I have a concert with my band in Hermosillo in a month.
Oh, tell us about your band. I know it's an experimental sound, and it seems like y'all are getting some traction.
It is. It's great. Yeah, it's La Rubia Te Besa. No, in English, it's like the blonde kisses you. Mm. It's like a instrumental band, and it's more or less like an art band because everybody's an artist except the keyboard player. That he is like a professional musician, like a trained, like classical trained.
So is he your metronome, perhaps?
Yeah, and for me too. I don't have I have some kind of disease, like a rhythm in a way, so
right.
I don't have any sense of rhythm at all. So I don't know how I am in that band, but I say it's funny. And that band came from a project that I had long time ago with another band when I was living in New York City, and the same drummer is the same in the same band, and this band is like. It's instrumental, as I said, and it focuses on the sound of the, like, really, like, romantic lounge bands in South America, like Los Angeles Negros or Los Pasteles Verdes, like, they just came here, like, maybe 2 months ago. And then, and maybe themes from movies, some from, you know, like Twin Peaks or
nice.
So it's kind of dark,
very Lynch,
darkish, melodramatic. So we call it electrodrama. That's what we call.
Nice. Did you grow up in Juarez?
I grew up all over the place in Mexico. I'm from Mexico City, so I spent a lot of time in Mexico City. But my family traveled a lot, so we came twice to Juarez. I went to Guadalajara. Chiapas, I don't know, there's so many places, but definitely I spent some time in Juarez, and then I studied here in UTEP, so I spent 5 years here, but half of those years I was in Juarez, so I crossed the border every day.
And now you kind of maintain that nomadic lifestyle still, no, between Mexico City and New York City?
Yes.
What's that like?
I don't know, I'm kind of getting too old for that, you know, like, right now, like, been here for almost 8 months.
Is that hard to be in one place for that long, or are you finding?
Well, I have to say, I haven't been for a month straight in the border art residency. I've been traveling too. I have some stuff going on, but you know, it's just like maybe it's time to nest. You know,
ah.
I don't know. So I've been thinking. I don't know, but I need to choose the place. No,
that was my next question. If you decide to stay put, where do you think?
I don't know. It's just Mexico City is an amazing place, but I don't know. I don't know if it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's too. I love the cities, you know, but
of
I'm
course.
A city boy. But I think it's there's no space to grow there. So I mean, I don't know. I need to figure that out in 2 months. So we'll see.
You've got some time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, relatively speaking.
I know, yeah.
What have you found? I mean, you're familiar with the area. And now you're back as our artist in residence at the Board Art Residency. What is the biggest difference you found from the time you were a student to now being the artist at the residency? What do you think has been your biggest, I guess, growth or maybe lesson?
I don't know. That's a difficult question. I don't think about it, you know?
Just keep moving.
I think so. I never think about myself, like going back into my practice. I always look forward, and I don't question on that it's great to be back, and you see different changes and around the city and people too. And there's things that never change too, no?
Right.
So I don't know.
Okay, then how about looking forward?
Okay. That's
you're in a moment kind of a guy, huh?
I know. Yeah, definitely.
Well, and that's the way to be, right? I mean, you just kind of take it as it comes and see where it takes you.
I guess so. I'm not good at doing plans.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, and I mean, that's probably the beauty of being an artist, no?
In a way, but it's kind of challenging. No, you never know where money's coming or how you're going to where you're going to live, or it's interesting, but it takes its tolls too, no?
So, why did you choose the life then, or do you think it chose you?
No, I totally chose that. Yeah, I like to be in that kind of brink of.
Just you'd never know.
Yeah,
keep things
never
exciting.
Know. I really like that. Yeah, I have great friends that they have. The opposite, no? They have their, you know, like the good job and house and kids, and it's great, no? Everybody should kind of choose their path, no?
Right. Well, yeah. we're glad you chose the path you chose and and brought your own pool with you to the Border Art Residency. Yeah. Did they ever question your idea to bring a pool, or were they just like, okay?
I think they didn't understand. So I think it was a kid pool or something. So.
And there you are with your 8-foot deep pool.
Yeah, I know.
Doing underwater sculptures. Well, I'm excited to see it. And hopefully as you're here throughout the year, we can have the opportunity to see your work within the community.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to do maybe a farewell party or something for myself.
That sounds like a plan.
So definitely. That would be great. Yeah.
All right. Well, today my guest has been the Border Art Residency Artist in Residence, Alejandro Almanza Pereda. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.